This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Sooner or later, you will have an experience in this life. If you live long enough, you experience enough things, you will realize there's something more to the struggle called your life than just you and your boss, just you and your wife, just you and your children, just you and the neighbors, whatever the case may be. You will recognize that there's more to this struggle that we call, and we're told by Paul in Ephesians that we're struggling not against flesh and blood. It's not a battle against other people. That there is spiritual warfare going on in spiritual realms around us, and we probably would be frightened out of our wits, and I really mean that, if the veil could be lifted and somehow your eyes and my eyes could see the warfare that's going on all around us. Get this. Going around your children. Going around your grandchildren. And going around the place called your neighborhood, and going on around the city that we call Dayton, Cincinnati metro area, going around the state of Ohio, going around the United States of America, and going on around our world. C.S. Lewis said there's two extremes when it comes to Satan, and I've never heard anybody put it better than C.S. Lewis. He said there are two extremes. There are the people that want to blame Satan for everything. If they sneeze, that's Satan. They believe there's a demon behind every door, underneath every bed. And he says, that's wrong. That's an extreme attitude to take. He said, but the other extreme is equally wrong. To say there is no satanic influence in our world, there is no evil. Even though we see evil all around us, we don't want to connect it, for heaven's sake, to use that expression, we don't want to connect it with anything to do with a character called Satan or demonic. That's just too out there. And isn't it interesting how that we explain away things and say we don't want to have anything to do with evil, and yet it's all around us? Dr. Tony Evans of Dallas, Texas, says this, surrounding us is spiritual war. Surrounding us is a spiritual war. But amazingly, even Christian people live as if this conflict were not even happening. As if the battle of the ages was just a fantasy or a sci-fi story or a movie. Yet not one of us is immune to the consequences of spiritual warfare. Although the players fight in an invisible realm, we all face the effects, the fallout, the pain, the struggle, the defeat, the addiction, the heartache of their conflict every day of our lives. Until you recognize that your struggle is not with man, but with the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places, you will never begin to live in victory. Would you listen to that again? I think that's an important sentence. Until you recognize that your struggle is not with man, but with spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places, you will never begin to live in victory. Your victory in spiritual warfare must rest in the reality that God has given you everything that you need to live in the light of the truth of His victory in order to experience that victory and to become all that God has created you to be. But God will not dress you in the weapons of warfare. You and I are told, and I just read it in Ephesians 6, to put on the whole armor of God every day in order to experience that victory that is ours. Well, I have no idea what spiritual warfare means to you. It may be a theoretical term, but for some people, my guess is it's real life. We talk about it tomorrow as we continue this message from 2 Corinthians about warfare, spiritual warfare in your life. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.